I, like a lot of people, are a little skeezed out, a little creeped out by spiders. I mean, they have a bad reputation. They're a little scary, a little creepy. But you know what? They do a lot of good for the environment. And they're actually, most of them are pretty harmless, especially tarantulas. You know, they're the biggest and scariest of the spiders out there looking, I should say. But they're pretty docile, and people keep them as pets. And you know what? There's a long history of people keeping them as pets in America. I mean, it goes back hundreds of years. So you can learn more about tarantulas, what they're like, and their history as pets in America by watching the really fun documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. It's done in stop motion animation, and it's done with some really creative things, and it's very informative, very enjoyable. So I highly recommend you check it out. You can watch it on Amazon.com, Amazon Prime, which you can watch for free if you are a Prime member, and Amazon Instant Watch.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Mick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Hello, and welcome to Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I am Kitty.
And I'm Mick. Thank you so much for joining us as we prepare, and I'm sure you guys are preparing, for the Season 7 finale of Game of Thrones.
Right.
This has been the shortest season so far.
It's been a whirlwind.
And
this is episode 131, by the way.
Was that what I was supposed to say?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Thought I'd slip that in there before we got too far.
That's true. Yes. 131. So this is going to be an episode all about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Some theories. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you could say spoiler alert for this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Theories.
If you're not into listening to theories, don't listen to this. And if you haven't caught up this season yet, don't listen to this yet either. So we're talking about this newest season up until this last episode. So anyway. The theories are largely based on articles and what other fans have come up with, so they're not based on any true knowledge of what's actually going to happen. It's just predicting the future, you know.
And, I mean, obviously some of these could end up, you know, being the...
Right, yes.
The truth.
They could be,
but
yes.
You don't know. It's always fun to theorize exactly...
Yeah, we like theorizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, we're going to have several months, hopefully not a year, to theorize on what's going to happen in the final season.
They haven't said when the next season, like the last season's going to air yet. Okay.
No.
I would hope.
Apparently they're supposed to start filming it in October. So it probably looks
probably
like we're not going to get season 7
until
late 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, possibly the beginning of 2019.
Oh God, I hope it's not that long.
I know, me either. Because just think, we only have... we're going into the final episode of season 7, so that means there are only 7 episodes left for the whole series.
Yeah.
And this next episode, the season 7 finale, is going to actually be the longest episode in Game of Thrones history. It is clocking in at 79, almost 80 minutes.
So it's like... feature length film almost so
I wish some feature length films were only 7
right me
minutes.
Too me too
So it's going to be about 10 minutes longer than Beyond the Wall, which was the last episode where Jon and the Suicide Squad went beyond the wall to catch a white to take it to King's Landing to convince Daenerys.
Daenerys and Cersei. The ultimate goal is to convince Cersei to set aside this quest for the throne and band together to fight the enemies to the north, the true enemy. So what do you think of Jon's plan, by the way? This go in guns blazing to the north, capture a white... and then bring it back.
Again, I think it was a Suicide Squad mission. And after watching it for a second time and reading a couple articles, it seems like the Night's King knew exactly what was going to happen.
Right.
Knew he was bringing Jon into a trap. I mean, there were several things. So this one article pointed out, and it makes a whole lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
The Night King never attacked Jon.
No.
He just sat back and waited. And if you look at all of the White Walkers, three of them had these ice javelins.
Yeah.
And two others had these ice swords.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that they were already preparing for the three dragons, and they were going to take them down.
Yeah.
And also, everyone has kind of been complaining about the chains. Where do they get these chains?
Yeah.
Whatever. But again, if this theory kind of holds up that the White Walkers were ready, they knew, and they wanted them on that lake. They wanted them on that lake. Mm-hmm. They didn't attack them. They just waited.
Right. They just sat there forever how long it took for Daenerys to ride up on her dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they knew they were coming.
Yeah. Some people in some theories have pointed out, you know, that the White Walkers, especially the Night's King, are closely tied to the Children of the Forest and all that magical stuff. So it makes sense that they might actually be able to, I don't know, predict things or see in the future or whatever a seer, kind of like Bran is. So they either just predicted it or they knew it was coming. They knew that Jon was coming with those dragons. And
right.
So they were prepared. They had the ice javelins. They had the chains ready to go. They knew they were going to take down a dragon and turn into an ice dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Or ice white dragon, whatever it's called. I don't
know. Whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they had something was up, and I know a lot of people have complained, and I get it. Like, this season is unlike any season that we've had, where the time just passes.
Right, it is much more condensed than past seasons, and that's because they are running out of time to tell their story.
Well, they're also running out of money.
Right.
Well, that's so true. People have to understand that now that we're getting closer to the actual finale, they need a lot of money for dragons, for whites, for direwolves. And we haven't seen ghosts at all this season. And it looks like we're probably not going to
see them.
They
used a lot of budget on the dragons this season, for sure. Yeah.
And so you have to think about it. And for an episode, the cost per episode is, they're probably spending the same amount of money they were spending, maybe a little bit more because Game of Thrones is so popular, on a 10 episode season into 7 episodes or 6 episodes because they have to figure in that budget for the CGI. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is amazing to be that kind of CGI for a TV show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Even a popular TV show, like,
you know,
Game of
and I go back and forth with the increased timeline and the, you know, shortening everything. I mean, the good thing about this show in the past is that they would take the time to let things breathe and pace out, and you kind of learn on your own. But I do appreciate the, now that we're getting to the good part of the story, the end game. I like that it's more condensed. That we're not having to wait forever for, you know, a reunion of somebody or a battle or something. So I can see both sides of that argument.
But I will say that I thought it was going to be a way deadlier outcome for the Suicide Squad. I mean, we lost one main-ish character.
Thoris
was the only one.
Yeah. And several unnamed wildlings that nobody cares about.
Right. Which he needed them.
And the red shirt. There's another podcast that was on the red shirt wildlings. So they use them as they were intended. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So.
But I don't know. Overall, I did like the episode quite a bit. You know, we also saw Daenerys have a couple conversations with Tyrion, and you know they're making a big deal out of who is going to be her successor. Because apparently she can't have children because she has her dragons because of the stuff, the witch and all this stuff. So that's interesting that we're weaving this in, because we have to remember, and this was the same thing for earlier in the series, they're dropping little nuggets.
Yeah.
Nuggets that mean something to the end game. Now we're at a point where whatever anyone says, there's a it's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. If not, it wouldn't be in there. We don't have a lot of fat to trim.
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, there's a reason behind this conversation. Mm-hmm. It's going to come to fruition at some point. Probably not until next season, but I wonder, I mean, I'm just thinking about this now, but maybe that is a signal or a hint that Daenerys is ultimately going to die and she's going to leave it to Jon, because we all know he's a Targaryen and he would be the next successor. I mean, I would think.
But he has more claim for the throne than she does. So, and everyone's going to find that out.
Yeah, but I just don't think Jon would care either. Like, he wouldn't want to be, I don't think he would be like, I'm more Targaryen than you are, so I actually get to be the king of the Westeros. But I feel like if Dany asked him, like, hey, if something happens to me, I want you to take over, he'd be more inclined to do that. You know what I mean? So.
Well, they're going to hook up and have children anyway, so it's not possible. It's not really.
I don't know. They are certainly shipping that right now.
They're going full steam ahead for that. That's who else is Jon Snow going to end up with, or whatever the hell his name is?
Yeah, Targaryen. I just don't know if it's gonna. If at some point when they find out they're related, if it's gonna turn into a more, nephew thing. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they're going to consummate the relationship before it gets to that point, before they find out. But, you know, now you're to the point where, okay, six episodes left, seven episodes left, whatever. Who's going to end up with who in the end of this? Is Brienne and Tormund going to end up and they're going to have a castle someplace?
It would be amazing.
Right? I mean, people are going to die. We have to assume that they have to. They're saving all of this for next season or for the finale of now we're going to start losing characters. But we don't have as many characters as we once did. Mm-hmm. So you still need characters to finish out the series.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't think Cersei's going to die for a while. I think she's...
Not this season. No. I think it's going to be next season. Yeah,
absolutely not.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a big bad. She is... Yeah. I mean, besides the Night King, she is...
Yeah.
The villain. She is the bad, the bad bitch for Game of Thrones.
You know, and I think there's gonna be a lot of. I don't see her signing this Armitage or Armitage.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think she.
She's gonna trick them.
Right. She's gonna trick.
She's gonna trick them, and she's gonna be like, "Look, this is their problem. It's up north."
Right.
The Night King's gonna do my job for me. He's gonna wipe all of these assholes out of the way, and then when he comes to King's Landing, I'll burn him with wildfire.
Or she's going to be like, I'll help you if you all pledge allegiance to me.
Oh.
That's right. Like, I am your queen. Mm-hmm. And don't fight it. And then I'll help you, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I'm just worried about the dragons.
I know. It was so sad when Viserys died.
Viserin.
Yeah. I can never say his name right.
But it was named after her asshole brother.
Yeah, that's true. So.
But still.
But yeah, it was really sad when you watched it die, and you could tell Drogon was upset and Dany was upset. So, yeah. I know.
But again, and now there's other theories out there that Bran will be able to warg into this ice dragon.
Yes, and I've read other stories that another theory, and it was hard for my mind to wrap around it, but that Bran is actually the Night's King. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And because he touched him in that.
Right. And that he's.
Vision.
He's warging himself back in time or ahead into time to stop. I don't know. He is the Night's King, so he's trying to stop himself from becoming the Night's King or putting the events in motion. I don't know. It's all crazy, but.
It is.
I don't know. You know, we haven't seen a lot of Bran since he came back from the Wall, so. Although I think we're going to see him next episode.
I think he'll be there. I think Sam will finally reach at the one.
And Gilly's going to be like, hey, by the way.
Yeah. They're all going to, because, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in this next episode, we will see Bran and Sam. They're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. They're going to get it all figured out. And then by the time Jon gets back, he's already hooked up with Daenerys.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
It's not like they grew up together.
Well, you know, I mean,
and they're Targaryens.
They're Targaryens. That's what Targaryens roll.
I still think if there was going to be a big twist, it would be that we're going to find out, and maybe it's not. I mean, if this even happens, it probably won't. But I think it would be amazing if we find out that Jaime and Cersei are Targaryens.
Yeah, that would be good too. I know, I really don't.
And Tyrion would not. I mean,
I know
that would
all
completely
Targaryens,
turn
right.
the
know,
show
true,
upside
would, but...
down. Because right now, what's going to surprise us? We have nothing to be surprised about. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's true. We don't.
There has to be some twist. I mean, this story has had so many. It's so twisted in so many ways and surprising in so many ways. What more could surprise us besides people dying?
Yeah, I don't know.
And, we've known for seasons now that Jon...
I think it's going to surprise us who actually ends up on the Iron Throne.
I don't think there will be an Iron
Throne. I don't think
throne.
So either, you know, and I've heard a lot of talk about that King's Landing is going to turn into democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be an elected leader and that sort of thing, which I like that idea a lot. So
yeah.
I do think that's where it's going.
Well, and you have to think that I think it was the end of season two, where Daenerys had that vision... that she was walking in the throne room and snow was coming down and everything was burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't think there's going to be an Iron Throne.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think after all it's said and done, they're going to be like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine the war with the Night's King and whatnot is going to really put some things into perspective probably. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know.
But again, like Cersei, going back to my Targaryen theory, Cersei is acting more like a Targaryen. She's acting more like the Mad King than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dany acts like him a little bit, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She, the incest,
I feel like,
she's obsessed with wildfire.
It's true. I mean, it's not bad, but I just, that one might feel like a little too out of left field. Like they're,
I don't think so. Not for a show like this.
I don't know. I mean, it would be a great twist, but I just don't see it happening, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then that's why it would be so good.
I know, but I'm just saying.
See? Yeah. What's your theory then?
No, I don't have a theory. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that one's going to happen. It would be cool, but I just don't see that one happening.
But I'm just saying that there's we're going to fight the White Walkers, and then people are going to die, and this and that. I mean, that's boring.
Yeah, like, I do think that the...
For a show, they're going to have to do something to really...
I thought for a second it stopped recording. We're still going, but I thought it was because anyway.
We've had some technical issues.
We've had some technical issues, like so I had a moment of panic.
Anyway, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Okay, so what's been your thought on the Arya and Sansa?
You know, this whole time, I still was trying to understand what Littlefinger's endgame was, what exactly is happening here. But we read some theories. They make so much more sense, given Arya's background and Sansa's background, that it's all a ploy to catch Littlefinger at his games. So Arya is, you know, pretending to be upset with Sansa for writing that letter way back in season one, you know, saying, you know, pledge allegiance to the Lannisters. And so I think Arya is playing the game with Littlefinger in an effort to expose him for the snake that he's always been. Mm-hmm. And so they can kill him. I think Sansa's involved too. I'm not sure, so sure. But when I read that theory, I mean, because there's no way that Littlefinger can outsmart Arya, given her training.
Well, and that's another thing that goes back to the reason. I mean, why would Arya need, like, when you're writing the story, why does Arya need to go do this?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like, okay, so she's going to eliminate some people on her kill list, but... It has to be, it's got to play a bigger role
in this
overall story.
Right, yeah.
And Littlefinger has been, he's the one that started.
He started
this
the whole thing, right, exactly.
And it would be poetic that Ned Stark's daughter is the one to put an end to the Game Master.
I think Arya knows what happened and what Littlefinger's done, and this is, she's playing the game. Like, you know, he thinks he's so clever, trying to put a wedge between her and Sansa, you know, and then she's like, I'm just going to pretend like you know what you're doing and I'm actually fooling you. So anyway, I think it'll be a good twist.
And it'll be
really nice.
I think Arya
will
be
to get what he deserves.
And the fact that maybe Arya will then take over his face so they can use that to their advantage for the Stark siblings.
Yeah. I wonder. But I do think Sansa's going to be the one to kill him.
Yeah, maybe. She did. I mean, Arya did give her the dagger.
The dagger, which would be poetic because that dagger came from...
But I feel like, doesn't Arya have to kill him to take the face? I believe
probably,
so.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I think, and that's another reason why she sent away Bran. I mean, number one, she does not want to go to King's Landing and see Cersei.
And she should not go to King's Landing.
But if they take Bran out of the mix, like Littlefinger had said, that he's going to protect both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But removing Brienne and then knowing that Sansa knows, she's seen how deadly Arya is.
Yeah.
She can definitely protect both of them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And there's just been little things like, I think that one article we were talking about, when they are having these conversations, there's an open door. There's an openness.
Yes.
So it's not like, and that the first time we noticed it was when Littlefinger was talking to one of his little birds or whatever he calls them. You can clearly see Arya.
Yeah.
Like with all of her training.
Right. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to see her.
There's
in plain
no way.
Sight.
Yeah. Yeah.
She made sure that he saw her.
And or even saw the something. Detail of like when she walks, when she creeps into Sansa's room to get that note.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like the door was creaky and they're like, there's no way Arya with all her training would never do something like that. Like, yeah.
Well, didn't they also say in that article about how you have to listen for the crows?
And every time Littlefinger's around, there's crows cawing. So that's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's... Yeah, so when you read those articles and you put all that together, that makes so much more sense. And I like that a lot, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do, too. So, I don't know. I think overall this season has been really,
really
good.
I really like really it.
Good. Agreed. Again, it is a change of pace... from what we're used to. I would love to have seen a full last two seasons to kind of space things out a little bit. Give us an idea, because I think it is a shock for Game of Thrones fans, because we've been 5-6 seasons into it slow as hell.
Yes.
Except for a couple episodes where everything builds to. And I think that has been a shock.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know. What do you think about John finally, binning Anita Dani?
Oh, how he did it?
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew it was going to happen. I was listening to another podcast, and they were, it's all on the nuances. What I like about this show is they do a lot of callbacks to other seasons and other dialogue. And it's all like when Mance Rayder was refusing to, pledge loyalty to John in the Night's Watch, he asked him, something, is your pride worth all your men dying or something like that? And then that's what Tormund basically said to John. And so I think that's when he decided, like, they're not going to like this, but this is for their best interest. I will bend their knee, put my pride aside and do what's best for my people. So, so I really like that about this show, so it's so clever.
And I'm glad Gendry's back.
Me too.
Wouldn't it be great if he ends up with Sansa or Arya?
No, I want him and Arya.
That's true.
Yeah.
I still feel like he's so much older than she. Looks like she's 12.
Right, yeah, because she was a little girl when they were.
Yeah, but the thing is, she is not little.
No, like, she's.
But
she's
still comes across like she's so young.
Yeah, like she's still young. Yeah, agreed.
But I think that would be nice. But they've got to age her, make her look older or something.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the boy's haircut.
Wiser.
She does, but she still seems like she's a little girl.
Yeah, agreed. But I don't know.
But I'm just saying that, I guess. But Arya doesn't want to be a princess. And that was another thing with that one line, how she had said to Sansa, I wonder what it'd be,
like to wear your pretty dresses. Yeah, and like, she was, she was telling Sansa about the Game of Faces where, I ask you a question, you tell me a lie, and present it as truth. And, so that's what she was doing with Sansa. So that's the kind of stuff I like about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also have to wonder, what is it going to be like when George R. R. Martin finally releases those books? I mean, how close is it going to be?
Yeah, I wonder. You wonder if he's gonna follow the same storyline or if he's gonna do something completely different. I wonder. But I mean, did they talk to George? Because
He's in
he
knows the end game. The end game's gonna be the same pretty much.
But how it gets there may be different than in the books. I don't know. It's interesting. And I was listening to another podcast about Game of Thrones, and they're talking about Tyrion. And his strategy, and that he is actually more concerned about his family than he lets on, I think. Like, some of the decisions that he's making regarding the battles and that sort of thing are probably more influenced by the love for, especially Jamie, than he, I even think, realizes.
Well, let's just hope Daenerys doesn't realize that.
Yeah, I know.
Because he will be a goner.
Yeah, I know. So.
It'll be interesting to see where Jamie ends up and who is the prince who is promised.
Yeah.
That's why I think it would be great if it ends up that Cersei and Jamie are Targaryens. And so it's still going to, you know, I mean, I think it's got to be a Targaryen who's a prince who was promised. So it was all about, it was all along
that. Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, it's Jon or Dany. It has to be. But, you know, that could be come out of left field and be completely somebody different. So,
right. Yeah. That's why I think Jamie would, and I know there are tons of theories how Jamie is that. And the prophecy with Maggie the Frog and Cersei. Mm-hmm. I mean, is Cersei pregnant? We're going to find out, obviously.
Yeah,
And, you know, we've been wondering, where the hell is Yara?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. Is I wonder if we're going to see Reek, Theon, and Yara. That we're going to wrap that up this season, or that's going to be something next season. Because they do need to wrap that up before mm-hmm. we move on. I mean, Theon's got to redeem himself somehow.
Right.
You know. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either. But anyway, well, this, I mean, I can talk about this forever, and I know from my friends and others who are big fans of Game of Thrones, we're all kind of just waiting and theorizing.
We're very excited.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you can always, you know, reach out to us on any of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, and tell us what you think. We'll post something on our Facebook page about Game of Thrones. And then please feel free to comment and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. Email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram, A Gal and a Gay, so you can find us all there. So, yeah, please reach out. And remember to follow us on, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, anywhere you get podcasts. And if you go there and rate us, that'd be awesome. We'd love to hear your feedback.
And don't forget, probably our next podcast will be our final wrap-up of Game of Thrones season 7.
And any theories we come across for the next season. So,
because we're going to have a long wait.
And I apologize for the coughing. I'm still battling a cold.
Probably hear it.
So I apologize for that.
She'll get some rest before the next one. I promise.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Okay, bye.
Tarantulas. You probably think they're big and scary. They're actually pretty harmless. And I learned about their history as pets in America, and I want you to watch as well. It's a documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. You can find it on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. And I promise, they won't eat your face.